You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE. Lord, make
me an instrument. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Happy Friday. We are living in the faith zone.
Yes.
Faith zone. Where are we living? In
the faith zone.
So we're not only in the zone, but we have faith and we are protecting our faith. We're protecting the word that we have from God regarding our situation, our purpose, and we are holding tight to the word. And we're holding the word of faith, then we don't have room for anything else. We don't have room to hold on to feelings or opinions and such, or the circumstances that are against us. We're just holding on to faith, to the word pertaining to that situation. As Abraham, so shall your descendants be. He held tightly onto that word, and he brought it, the Lord brought it to pass at the set time. And to continue on, now it said, so shall your descendants be. The Lord told him, if you can count the stars in multitude, that's how his descendants should be, as the countless number of stars. And in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 12, tells us, therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. So it gives us another illustration. The sand by the seashore, which cannot be counted, so shall his descendants be and continue to be.
Yeah, Romans chapter 4, verse 13 through 21. In my Bible, it says, it titles it, the promise granted through faith. For the promise that he would be heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of no effect. Because the law brings about wrath. For where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all. As it is written, I have made you father of many nations in the presence of him who he believed, God who gives life to the dead, and calls those which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken. So shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. So don't believe in doctrine. It's okay. Many churches have doctrine and it's perfectly okay, but we need to believe through faith.
Yes.
Not what other people say. And this gives a perfect example in what I just read, how Abraham was completely went through faith. Could you imagine becoming a dad at 100 years old? And Sarah. And like I said before in another morning, there is so many people in the Bible who just went on faith. They had nothing else sustaining them except through faith.
Because the word of God is true. It is true to Abraham. It is true to Isaac. It is true to Noah. It is true to Sarah. It is true to Enoch. You go on and look in the Bible. All of these names I just called, they go by one thing and one thing only. The word of God. What is common among these all these guys? They're all going by the word of God. So that's why it was always true unto them. They always would have read it. They never go by what anyone says. They go, I always see, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, and the word of the Lord spoke to Jeremiah, and the word of the Lord spoke unto Daniel, and the Lord spoke to Ezekiel. They all, don't this is common, the common, Pastor Diana, the common thread there. Is always the word of the Lord and no other word. That's the key.
Yeah. And it wasn't just exclusive to the people who are named in Hebrews. It extended onto us. And there were many more even in that time. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32, it says, what more shall I say? For the time would fail me
if I tell
you, if there's so many. It just, his hand was getting tired from documenting. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became violent in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, and of chains and imprisoned. They were stoned, they were sawed into two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormenting. And they still wouldn't go by what it looked like. Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. So they continued. They did not go by what it looked like because they were furthering the message of the gospel. They were furthering the promotion of the kingdom in the earth realm. And it continues on today. People are continued to be persecuted. But by faith, they're holding on.
Yes.
By faith. And they would not have it any other way. They're holding on to their faith. So just as the promises of God, there's people who are named and such in the Bible. There are those who are unnamed and then us today who are continuing on by faith.
So when we look at it as we conclude this week's teaching, back to our definition, what is faith? Mm-hmm. Faith is a living force drawn from the word of God to produce proof of what it says. So that's faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word of God. So faith comes out of the word of God. When you hear the word of God and you do it, and you what? Do it. You only do it because you what? Believe it, because we do the things that we believe and we convince that it's going to work. Anyone in a rational mind doesn't just do things arbitrarily. If he's a rational person, he first thinks this thing through, believe it that it's going to work and go do it. Okay? So it says all things are what? Possible if we can what? Believe. All things in the Word of God is possible if we can believe. So if I believe, then I will do it. Okay. So how do you know when you believe? When you do it. Mm-hmm. How do you know when you believe? When you do it.
If you believed there was $1 million buried in your front yard, you would start digging. You wouldn't go by the rain. You wouldn't go by the heat. You wouldn't go by if you didn't have a shovel. You would get anything you possibly could get.
To dig.
Wouldn't go by any other obligations that you had. If you really believed, you would start digging.
Yeah, because $1 million there, you can see it. You can see it.
And not just see the money, see what the money will be doing.
Of course. You can see it. It's not yet.
Got it spent.
Yeah. It's not yet in your head, but you can see it. You can see it.
You can see the vacations. Oh. You can see the house.
You can see that, man. Yeah. So we walk by faith and not by sight. As we conclude this week teaching, we walk by faith is walking by the word of God, the premises of God. So shall Abraham walk by the word of God. So shall your descendant be. You shall, what was the word? You shall be father of many nations. And so shall your descendant be. With that word, he walked by for 25 years. 25 years later, that word was materialized. He become the father of many nations. I don't know what word God has given unto you. I don't know what word you are meditating on. But whatever that word that you are meditating on this week, you should have a word that you are meditating on. And if you meditate on it and believe it and do it, it will materialize in your life and you will have testimony like them. You'll be next in line for a testimony like those in Hebrews chapter 11.
It's important to always revisit the word because sometimes we start to stray from the word, from the original vision, the original word that God gave us. And sometimes we hear just like the, you know, the telephone game when you whisper it down the line, things change. So even when we're quoting scriptures, we have to go back to the word and see, make sure we're not rephrasing different things. And we're back and looking at the authenticity of the word. And then we're becoming familiar with the scriptures around that scripture and scriptures pertaining to that particular verse so that we can continue to grow and increase in our faith. More word, more faith. More word, more faith. More word, more faith. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.